first thing we should learn is that elections can be held in peace, no matter how fierce the contestation, but still people can campaign and hold elections in peace without fear of anything. The second lesson is that the press is very important. The media is very important in every election to disseminate information and to help voters with opinion making and all that. In a way, they guide how people think. Opinion makers. And then also very important, which should resonate with our parties in Zimbabwe, that mobilization of people, it can be done at very grassroots level. In this election, we realized that everybody was involved, although the party leaders were very active, but most of the mobilization was done at grassroots level. That means people talking to each other, asking their friends and to go and vote, because this one eventually became a turnout vote.
Some critics are saying Mr. Obama has not done much for Africa. Would you agree with this assessment?
I think it's because of what he inherited when he came in. He inherited America at war, and the time to really concentrate on Africa was minimized. Remember, they were very optimistic after his address in Egypt, soon after his inauguration. But I think the circumstances that surrounded his first 4 years were such that it was almost impossible for him to concentrate on Africa. I'm hopeful that this time around we have a little bit of throwing caution to the wind.